Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin was one of the most brilliant and creative of the Hasidic masters. And in a comment at the outset of Parshas Vayelech, he once again displays his brilliance in an area in which I think he has made uniquely significant contribution, and that is the question of what I call spiritual resilience, having a perspective and an insight and an understanding of how to deal with the type of failure that we all experience, failure which is in many ways endemic to the human condition. The Pasuk tells us right at the beginning of Parshas Vayelech, that Moshe tells the nation that I am now 120 years old, v'lo uchal od lotzeis v'lavo, I can no longer go out and come in, and Hashem has told me, lo tavor es hayardein hazeh. And obviously, on the one hand, the message of the Pasuk is that Moshe is conveying to the people that his time is very fast coming to an end, and he is making those appropriate preparations. On the other hand, the phrase, lo uchal od lotzeis v'lavo, is a somewhat awkward phrase, and it's not entirely clear what does that mean. I can no longer go out and come in. Just kind of a strange and awkward phrase. So, in his commentary pre-tzadik here on our parsha, Rav Tzadok says the following. He starts off by referencing a point which we find in many Baalei Machshava, not only other Hasidic Sfarim, but other Baalei and Sifrei Machshava, and that is that there's a fundamental difference between human beings and angels, and Malachim. That in certain sources, Malachim, angels, are referred to as Omdim. We know there's a tradition of the angel only having one leg, and the idea is that an angel stands, as opposed to a human being. A human being is a holech. Kol yimei ha'adam ba'olam hazeh nikra holech, says Rav Tzadok. There's a fundamental difference in human beings and angels. We can move, we walk, we can progress, we can grow in a more figurative sense, as opposed to the malach, who is an omeid. The malach in many ways may be perfect, but the malach is who it is who he is, from the moment that the Malach was created, and will always be the same, static, omeid, standing in place. It may be a great place, but there's no room for growth. As opposed to a human being, is called a holech, a human being walks. Of course, when you walk, however, you can also fall. Says Rav Tzadok, that unlike an angel, a human being, the whole intent of the human being is, lios holech b'mala tamid mimadrega lemadrega. The whole purpose of life is to hopefully be walking, and ultimately going from level to level, improving and growing, achamat shlim atzmo, until you can try to perfect yourself, until you can get to the end of your life. Now, of course, almost no human being ever has fully perfected themselves. But that is the goal of life, to do our best, to always be walking, to always be advancing, to always be growing. In light of this background, says Rav Tzadok, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the people. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe is being described as the ultimate, the quintessential holech. Moshe Rabbeinu was holech tamid b'mal mi madrega la madrega. And in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu may have been the only person in history who truly got to the top of the mountain. He in fact was able to perfect himself and reach the highest level, the highest madrega that a human being can ever reach. And therefore, says Rav Tzadok, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was conveying to the people. Lo uchal od latzeis v'lavo. I can no longer go out or come in. Go out, as Rav Tzadok understands it, is a metaphor for falling, for sinning. I can no longer be distant from who I'm supposed to be, distant from Hashem. Or lavo, come close, to grow, to do the right thing. In other words, says Rav Tzadok, Hainu, the kol shelo yuchal od latzeis linpol mimadregaso, that Moshe had reached a point of such perfection that it actually was, as for perhaps the only time in human history, impossible for him to fall, for him latzeis, to go out, to be distant from Hashem, to fall from his madriga. He had in fact truly perfected himself. However, says Rav Tzadok, and here's where the unbelievable insight comes in, al yidei zeh lo yuchal lavo od lamadriga lamala himenu gamkein. However, says Rav Tzadok, that's the second and final part of the pasuk. It's not just Luchalotzeis, but also the Lavo. Because, says Rav Tzadok, once a person has reached the point where they can no longer fall, it also means that they can no longer grow. Rav Tzadok is saying something quite profound. And that is that, of course, no one wants to fail. No one wants to fall. We're all frustrated by those parts of our life that we find difficult and that we stumble repeatedly. Nevertheless, Rav Tzadok is pointing out something obvious but truly profound and important to the human condition and certainly to religious life. And that is that no growth is possible unless failure is also possible. If failure would be impossible, then we would be just like an angel or a computer or a robot. It would simply be impossible to grow. Growth is defined as making the right decision when I could have made the wrong one. But if there's no possibility of failure, if there's no possibility that I could have made a mistake, then there also would be no possibility of growth. For almost all of us, no matter where we are in our religious spectrum and on whatever level we're on, there is always the possibility of lotzeis, there's always the possibility of making mistakes and failing, and as frustrating as that can be, but that in and of itself is what creates the possibility of lovo, of growth. Almost everything that we cherish in life, in our personal lives, in our religious lives, they're only possible, and we only have reason to truly be proud of our accomplishments, because we could have failed. But Baruch Hashem, because we've made good decisions, we have what to be proud of. But if we were given the choice, you could never fail, but you'd also never have any of those accomplishments that have given you the greatest satisfaction in life. Would you take that choice? I don't think so. It's the possibility of failing which makes the possibility of succeeding, in fact, a reality and what gives life meaning. Says Rav Tzadok, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. I've reached the end. I've perfected myself so much that there's no more room to fail. And if there's no more room to fail, there's no more room to grow. And naturally, therefore, my life has come to an end.